Well, welcome everyone. I think Tiffany will be joining us here in a moment. Let's see if we can get our Facebook friends on with us too. Switching accounts, okay. So last night, I did a little camp out in my backyard with my two youngest sons, and it was so magnificent. The weather was perfect. The stars were out. I got to watch the sunrise this morning. It was seriously just perfect. And so grateful for nature and for the chance to be in it and to be communing with creation. All right, Maria is saying, oh yes, thank you. Ruth, good morning from Virginia. I'm lit up to connect with people and learn how to build my business. I love it. So grateful to be here. Who else is excited for convention? If you're not, you should be. I'll just say it right now. It is going to be amazing. Registrations are still rolling in. I think I was talking to Andrew O'Hare yesterday, and he said they had like over 4,000 just in the last week. And I think at least 1,000 of those are in person. So it's going to be fantastic. Natalie and I have been using the products now for a couple of weeks, and oh my goodness. Oh, you have no idea how good they are. doTERRA just crushed it with these new products. So it's going to be great. I wish I could tell you a whole lot more, but they basically told everything on their webinar, you know, the whole lineup and how the products work together and the synergy with Life on Vitality. Anyways, it's going to be really great. So if you're not there in person, at least join us via live stream. It's going to be so good. Good morning, Tiff.
Hi, friend.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hi, everyone. I've missed you guys so much the last few weeks. What are you talking about? I want to hear about these new products. I know I'm coming in just a skit late.
So first I was telling them about the camp out that I had in my backyard with the two youngest.
Okay. Was that last night?
Last night. Yep.
Okay. So, you survived.
Thanks to you, Tiffany. Woofums played a major role in that camp out. So Hopped online, ordered my little Woofum sticks, and they did not disappoint. Everyone had big smiles on their face. So
you explained to everyone what a Woofum is.
No, I'll bet you can do a better job than I can.
So Woofums, y'all, I've been a s'mores lover for as long as I can remember, and I'm still a fan, but I do feel like s'mores have been up-leveled with what's called a Woofum. And a Woofum is you take like crescent roll dough, right? You can buy in those cans. Now, let's be really clear. This is not a health food. Right. You need to, because I'm seeing people in the comments and they're like, I'm down 7 pounds this morning. I have Victoria, which is really good. This is not that, to be really just clear in our marketing of this, but a Woofum, you take like, you know, those crescent rolls that you can buy in like the cold section in the store, and you wrap one of them around this Woofum stick, and you then put it in over coals, right? Coals or the fire, that type of thing, and toast it up. So then it's like this, and then you slide it off of, it's like the Woofum stick has got like this wood piece on the end, and you slide it off, and it's like this little cocoon of hot, warm, toasted like dough bread. It's so good. And then we put a little typically Nutella in it, and then some like strawberries, and then whipped cream on the top. And that thing is amazing.
It really is.
It's so good. So yeah, you can put all kinds of, we did them on Sunday and, you know, it was like, we had peaches and then, my future daughter-in-law, she, which is so interesting to say, PS, by the way, like, what in the heck? She rolls it, puts hers butter on hers and then rolls it in a cinnamon sugar mix, right? In a little Tupperware, cinnamon sugar mix. Then she puts in all the fillings and the whatever, but you can do sweet things to savory things. And they're just, they're amazing. But again, not a health food, not going to help you with that weight loss goal. Right. But it is so tasty.
It almost felt a little sacrilegious because yesterday was National Marshmallow Day.
Oh, it was. So,
right. I mean, it should have been s'mores, but you know, we just had to go crazy. We went a little crazy yesterday.
Yeah. So, hey, you know what? It's the end of August, the end of summer. It's like, we're not going to do this every night, guys. You know, it's like, don't eat these every day or even multiple times a week. But I think that for a treat, when you're saying we're going to do a treat this morning or this day, we're going to do that. But I do want to hear, someone's asking the question, it's back to some health products, right? But I do love you had a little camp out in the backyard and you live to tell, right? Yeah. Well, you do live in a part with those mountains where like there could be some creatures running around. So
for sure.
That's good.
Yeah. We've spotted like 5 rattlesnakes on our property, not to mention the dozens around us. So we do make sure that tent is well zipped up. Supposedly there have been mountain lions sighted in the neighborhood.
Oh boy.
So yeah, it's definitely exciting.
Yes. Very exciting. Well, these new products sound exciting too. I would love, Jennifer's asking the question to what do people love so much about them? And it seems like an upgraded Slim and Sassy, but maybe some extra energy or cleansing. Have you tried these new products, Andy? Like, can you that, or Victoria, it sounds like she's taken them as well.
Yes. So we actually had Victoria come on last week and she gave us a rocking testimonial of her experience. I shared mine last week as well. I don't know if people have been following some top leaders in doTERRA, but they've been posting some of their results. I mean, overall, people have higher energy. They have just better mental clarity. Besides all the metabolic stuff, right? Like, it's designed to be a metabolic product. And so metabolism is actually at the root of so many other issues.
Oh yeah.
But it's incredible how you start to get your, you know, digestive tract and metabolism working right. And so many other things just fall into place. So, tune in to last week's call if you want to, cause we pretty much spent 45 minutes.
Okay.
Just talking about the new product. doTERRA did a webinar that was for elites and above, and somebody screen recorded it and put it on YouTube. But okay. I think it got taken down because I just did a search and I don't see it anymore. So if anybody does know where that is, go ahead and post the link to that. Otherwise, come to convention. I mean, come to convention regardless. But yeah, there's going to be so much science. I love how doTERRA did the research and they'll be presenting the research at convention. So we'll have it. We'll be able to make claims. It's all about anti-aging. If anybody's into biohacking, that's where this new product line is going.
I love that. I've been taking a product for the last year and a half that helps with gut health and gut microbiome, and to your point, my metabolism, that's just like balancing of your blood sugar. And I saw a post that talks about doing those things, because how valuable that is, of that you have those things to help. So much of your immune system is in your gut, right? And so then to the point of the anti-aging and the weight, how well like the whole system's working, I'm excited. Like, I'm ready to try it. And
I know.
Forward to that. So how fun.
I'm predicting it's going to be doTERRA's #1 or #2 selling product. So
you heard it here first, friends.
Get ready. It's going to be good.
So can you believe it? You guys, it's the last day of August today.
Can you believe?
Like,
Where did this August and summer go?
Like, what even's going on, friends? Like, how are we doing? Last day of the month. Anyone pushing for a goal that we can send some good energy to? That last day of the month energy, right?
Aww. My goodness. Aww, happy birthday to Amy Dunn's husband.
Love it's that. Also
my 21-year-old's birthday, Sam, today.
Oh, goodness.
So,
whew.
Big stuff.
Made it. But yeah, no, last day of August. I think that's worth reflecting. My mastermind group met yesterday to wrap up. We meet through the summer and we wrapped up our last session yesterday. And I think it's a good time. And this isn't new. We've done this here before too, but at the beginning of a new month or the completion of one, I think it is good to pause, right? And kind of reflect and look at what were some of my wins and victories for the month of August or for the summer, you know, the season you've been journeying through. What were your wins? What were your victories? I also like to look at what were your life lessons, right? Like, what's life been teaching you? And being in tapping into that and looking at those things and then setting, you know, some new goals for the new month and the new quarter ahead. I know technically fourth quarter doesn't start until October 1st, but for me, fourth quarter, because I pretty much take all of December off and play a whole lot, fourth quarter for me is kind of more the entrepreneurial fourth quarter for me is like September, October, November. But I'm not saying you have to convert to that, just like you don't have to convert to Higgy. You can still call it Huga. I'm just saying that there are other ways to consider things.
Don't have to convert to Woofums. You can stick with S'mores.
Exactly.
Judgment-free zone here.
Judgment-free zone. We want everyone to feel welcome and supported in their choices. But I do think it's valuable to take a, you know, for me, September always feels like back to school energy. And even though I've been in school for a long time, and some of you have kiddos in school, some of you don't, but it's that energy of kind of coming back into, oh, okay, let's back to school clothes, of course, right? You need a cute new outfit, but really is more like back in routines and habits and in school and learning and growth mode is always kind of the vibe I feel like coming out of summer back into the beginnings of fall. We know fall is still a few weeks away. But I just invite you guys to think about that, right? If you need support with that, I do have a full goal setting program on my website for free. You can download that can assist you or guide you. It's at tiffanyspeaks.com. And go ahead and download that. It's called the 7 Strategies for Goal Achievement. And helping you just take a pause, take a moment and come into clarity, right? How powerful clarity is that vision really does lead our lives. And it's so worth our time to take time to pause and review our vision. Where am I at? Where am I going? What am I going to create? I think it's also wise. This might be just a little bit early. I really don't think it will be, but especially as you come to convention and then as you know, are really setting some of those goals with your business is already start thinking about what are some of the things you want to do to support your business as we come into fourth quarter. Right? It's a little bit soon, but not too soon. It isn't really that much. When Costco is putting out Christmas decor, I don't think, you know, in August, I don't think it's too soon to be thinking yourselves about, hey, cool, I'm going to host, you know, a gratitude gathering in November and or back to school products and immunity and wellness products, or, you know, thinking about my holiday boutique, I'm going to host the first week of December. Or gatherings, or, you know, witches night out for a girls night out, you know, in October, and just different ways that you can be modeling the product, gathering people, educating online or in person. I think this is something that is valuable to consider thinking about in some of your planning, right? Both personal goals, professional business, your doTERRA goals, but great time to pause. I love to do it at the end or beginning of every month, regardless, but especially for right now, because to me, again, it feels like we are transitioning one season of summer and we're coming into a new one. And it's like, yeah, let's go back to school. Let's get into some habits and routines. Let's get ourselves connected to that. So those are just some thoughts that I'm thinking about in live time right now.
I love that. And it's such a great time too, to be thinking like with doTERRA's new product line, who are new target audiences that I could be hitting? We just hosted a group just last weekend. And the babies are the ones who found them and started telling them about the new products. And they came, you know, for a full evening training and Q&A just because of their interest in the new products. So like, this is a demographic that wouldn't have come to doTERRA for the oils. They came for the new products. So I hope everyone is getting creative and thinking, oh my goodness, like, this is a whole new world. You know, like, this is, it's such a great gateway product. You know, it doesn't have to be the health fanatics who want to, you know, look better, who want to maybe take a couple pounds off, like, it's, or just manage glucose better. That's pretty much everyone. So get creative and start thinking, start planning now. You know, even though we don't have the products in hand yet, start planning now. Who do I need to get to convention who could be a leader in this space, or at least even just a consumer and be a fanatic fan of this? Because this is going to be huge, and you can either be a part of it or not. You can either have a team built on this product, or they could be on someone else's team. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a huge opportunity that it's ours for the taking. So good. I love your thoughts, Tiff. I love your line of questioning.
I just love, and I think too, Becky makes a good point. She says, I feel like summer can be hard. In some ways, yes, for sure. It can be challenging to engage people for classes just because it's like, oh, we're traveling, there's graduations, we're gone. And it's like, you do come back this time of year. There does feel like, I think for all of us, I think it's embedded in our DNA, Andy, right? We come back into routine and focus, where even though I don't have littles at home, it's kind of like summer Tiff, as we say, right? It's just like play is running the show, not, you know, and there's still routines like my morning ritual and some health things that are doing for sure. But I do feel like there's that vibe, but I invite you to be thinking, like Andy's talking about, making plans for these new products and maybe having a showcase at your home or online the week following. And I'm so excited to share with you new products, and this new launch, but just start thinking about and start visioning into what you want to create. But gatherings are really powerful again, and it can be more casual, like it's a social thing and you're modeling some of the products in your diffusers or in recipes or have them out, to formal classes and education, right? And different ways that you can be doing that. I just think, gosh, there's so much opportunity in these last few months of the year to gather people, to nourish the relationship, but also, you know, for the purpose of investing in their health, as well as perhaps, you know, the power of gift giving. People really are often like, hey, they're going to be thinking about buying and purchasing gifts. And some people start thinking about that pretty early on. But even again, I want you thinking about October, November, December, and we'll revisit this again. And we're happy to support you with any questions about that. But I think these are such powerful things to be thinking about, especially when you guys have a new exciting product launch coming up, that you're thinking about, how do we get more people to experience it, share it, you know, try it on, purchase it, and that you're thinking about that coming up. So anyway, I'm excited to be at convention. I will be at Andy and Natalie's training, the emotions training, on that Wednesday. That will be my for sure commitment for convention.
Awesome.
September. I'm not really committing to a whole lot more than a few things, right? Like, so I will be there. And then maybe down and popping in a few of the sessions based on timing, but I'm so looking forward to seeing you guys for those that are coming out to that. Andy, do you want to just mention that or where they find the link to your training?
For sure. So you can go to essentialemotions.com and learn more about that training, the exact timing, the different ticket types. We've got live in-person tickets, or you can just buy the recording, or you can do the live stream. But it's starting to take shape, and we've got some fantastic content. If some of you have ever thought about, you know, it'd be really cool to be an actual emotions coach, you know, like I want to offer this as a service, we'll be, introducing a new certification program. So it's pretty exciting. the whole training isn't, you won't come away certified from our training, but we'll be giving you kind of a little sampling of what that means and what it looks like. So Robin Jones is going to be spearheading a lot of that certification process. So it will be amazing. So please come join us. Even if you can't come in person, the online will be a great experience too.
Love it.
Okay, we had a question from Maria. I thought, hey, let's make this a conversation. Many of you have heard rumors of what's going down over Young Living. And so, Maria, go ahead and ask your question in person.
Good morning. So I'm a newer advocate in my business since June, and we're doing natural solutions demos on Zoom, which has been great. And I have a new builder partner who a number of people have been with Young Living. And I know I had a person come over who noticed some of her practitioners weren't offering Young Living products anymore. She wasn't quite sure why, and I wasn't quite sure how to address the question. But honestly, I have used both products and noticed a big difference in the potency. And so I can answer honestly that question. But we are meeting up with somebody tonight on a Zoom follow-up, and she's a Young Living person who has used the products. And I know our Lifelong Vitality Pack is the basis of nutrition. I really don't know if Young Living has such something like that, but what are other points that we can use diplomatically without, you know, sounding like funny? That's my question.
Yeah. I love that question. And I love that you, straight out of the gate, you're not looking for a fight. You know, you're not looking to do any, you know, eye poking or, you know, jabs in the back, because that's not what we're about. The owners have done such a great job of just being like, hey, we have our own offering and it stands on its own. You know, we don't need to tear anyone else down. And so I love that that's, you know, that's how you're thinking already. So we just hosted a group that came over from Young Living. They lost their whole team in Brazil a couple weeks ago. And so we hosted them, and they had been sold so many lies about us, about how our company started, about our oils. They had been told that we put vanilla in all of our oils to make them smell sweeter. It was just so interesting to hear all of the different, garbage they've been fed. But one of the things that made the most difference to most of them was the testing. doTERRA is the only company that I know of that will take every single test from every single batch of every single oil and share it with you. And so the fact that we can look on the bottom of the bottle and then go to source to you and find out exactly how that oil did, like this particular batch did in all the testing, and actually see the results. No one else does it because no one else can. No one else has the relationship directly with the growers that we do. A lot of the people at Young Living have been sold this seed to seal promise. This idea that they own the farms, you know, 90% of their farms. But that just, it doesn't work. Young Living has grown at least six times in size over the last several years, but they haven't acquired six times as many farms. And so you just start doing the math, and it doesn't quite add up. And that's what Emily Wright said to these Young Living folks. So we didn't need to spend much time on that. We really just said, this is how we do it. You know, we work with hundreds and thousands of tiny farmers, like little farmers that own 1 to 5 acres. And it's a ton of work. Like, it is a massive headache to manage that many relationships, that many contracts, but it's the right way to do it. And so we're growing farmers, we're creating true self-reliance for these farmers. And so we've just, from the beginning, made the commitment that we're going to do right by people, whether it's us distributors or people on the other side of the bottle. And so we really just focused on, this is how we do business, and our commitment will never waver. And that's really what made the most difference to these folks. They, I mean, it's hard for you to imagine. I can't even imagine what it'd be like to wake up and find out that my account had been terminated, you know, that my downline was no longer going to have access to the products. You know, that's what happened to these people. And so to sit with Corey Wright or Corey Lindley and have him look them in the eyes and say, we will never close a market. Like, we don't come into markets to close them. We come only if we can sustain it. And that's what we always have done and always will do. And to them, that was just this huge sigh of like, oh, like, I'm safe here. I can build something that will last. And so that's where I would put my focus. You know, the testing is really, really big. Emily Wright was able to tell a lot of detailed stories about a lot of the same scientists that used to work with Young Living but refused to now, and how just, you know, she had a lot of history there, obviously. So, but the nice thing is we don't need to go there. We can literally just say, you know, we have a commitment to testing, and it shows on the bottom of every bottle. So that's how I would respond. But Tiff, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm seeing some great thoughts in the comments too.
Yeah, thank you. You're already on to the right thought process, is that, you know, the conversation is, I would leave heavily with like what Delora is saying is, you know, leading with your passion about doTERRA, what doTERRA stands for, what they create. And in some of that, you're already creating distinction without having to like, you know, get out the sword and try to poke holes at another company. Just because, sure, I think you're going to be really sensitive always about that energy, even if you're like, you want to roll your eyes or you have passionate feelings about it. I just think it's wiser to channel that into like, this is who we are and what we've created and where we're going and what we're about. And in terms of, if you do get asked, you know, what do you think the biggest differences are? You know, you could talk about, to Andy's point, quality and testing, and you can access that information on every, you know, item, that type of thing. And in terms of, you know, sustainability, and the ways that we're accessing, and, you know, the oils and the products. I think you can, of course, say those things as you're asked, but I would just lead with like such clarity of the strength of that. If they've already been in this other company and they're transitioning over, they're probably aware already of some of the challenges, right? Okay. Because they've been living it. And so, you know,
yeah, this particular person was on ours and she led in with me. I hope my person that invited me told you I'm just here to observe. Like, that was the way she had led in. So I was pretty sure she's not aware. The other question I had was around, you mentioned last week, Andy, about the scientific reports available that are publicly available. Is it on evidence around oils? I know like PubMed.gov. And what is the other site you had mentioned? Science something.
So aromaticscience.com is the best and the most concise collection of research on our oils. So doTERRA helped organize that because, you know, PubMed is such a, it's kind of a wild goose chase, and a lot of the tests were done, you know, some of the tests are great, but some of the research is not great. And so doTERRA decided, okay, let's take the very best of the best, put it all in one place. And that's what aromaticscience.com is. So that's a great resource. There's, you know, there's the research, but there's some other really good science there too, that just explains a lot of the basics about the oils. So great resource there.
I really appreciate your support. And I'm so happy to hear about the, I'm just beginning to build and pouring pretty much everything I can into building at this point. So to know that doTERRA's commitment to just leaving the markets open as we build something, you know, wonderful here. So thank you so much for this call and for your time today.
Thank you, Maria. I really appreciate your hopping on and letting us have the conversation live.
Mm-hmm. And here on Zoom, also, Victoria has shared, I think that could be valuable. She has a presentation that she's linked for everyone. If you'd like to, I'd invite you to copy and paste that into your own, you know, resources or connect with her about that, where her presentation, as she's saying, is a, more of a comp plan comparison, right, of really understanding the differences between the companies. So thank you for sharing that, Victoria, that's a great resource people can also drop into.
So good. Awesome. Lots of great questions. A lot of the questions were about the emotions training and certification. Natalie actually did a Facebook Live with Robin Jones yesterday. So I posted a link to that in the comments. So if you do have questions, feel free to watch that. It's about a 20-minute video, and they do a great job of covering the whole gamut. So go check that out. And yes, the in-person ticket does include the recording. Okay. Yes. Good stuff. Okay. For you, Mary, here's that link.
Yeah.
So anybody else have questions, feel free to raise your hand and we can bring you on live. I love Dolores' comment. When Young Living comes up, she says, I don't know much about Young Living, but I can tell you about what I know about doTERRA.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really clean way of
I mean, I've heard a little bit about this. So did they just close in certain markets, or have they shifted entirely out of all markets?
So they terminated 4 markets, China, Brazil, Russia, and Colombia. Okay. And so,
and that just means they won't ship there or deliver there.
Ship. Yep. People who had accounts there won't get paid there.
Oh.
So it's like done. And then they also did a huge restructuring at their corporate headquarters. They laid off about 600 people in one day. Mm. And so that's, you know, that gives you an idea of kind of how things are going. There are rumors that they made a deal with Amazon so that they could sell direct to customer through Amazon and cut out the distributor field. So that's obviously not a great direction if you're a distributor.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Okay. Well, big changes.
Yeah. It's heartbreaking. Like seriously, sitting with these people for a full day, I was trying to put myself in their shoes, like how to feel to wake up and just have this rug pulled out from under you, everything you've built. Like one of these builders had just been in Brazil for a year touring, building her team. Mm-hmm. And then she comes home a week later, done. It's all gone. So it's really, really heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would definitely say if you have connections with people in Young Living or, you know, follow other people online that way, or there's lots of ways you can figure that out to follow people that are part of that, I would be nourishing those connections, right? Just checking in with them and nourishing them so that relationship is, you know, fresh if that's something they're thinking about for themselves of transitioning, or they, you know, that would be up for me for sure. So anyway, well, okay. You know, there's 3 constants in life: change, choice, and principles. So it's like, oh, wow. That's some big change and choices and principles to navigate. So
yeah,
lots of things.
So Maria is asking another question that's related to the Young Living. As people are looking for a new home, how do we assure them that this won't happen at Oterra? Obviously nobody has a crystal ball, a magic, you know, future telling gift that can tell them the world's not going to end tomorrow. But we can tell you what doTERRA is built on. And so many of the owners came from Young Living where there was a lot of mismanagement. And so that's part of the reason they left. I don't know how many of you know the story of Dave Sterling, but he was a community leader and he had kind of built a lot of his kind of identity and reputation around being debt-free. You know, like he would give little seminars and firesides on how to pay your home off faster. And so that was his whole shtick, you know? And then the opportunity to start doTERRA comes along, and naturally you need a lot of money to start this kind of venture. They go back to New York and they find a private investor who's willing to give them all the money they want as long as they'll give 51%. And the owners came out of that meeting and they're like, what do you think, guys? Should we do it? I mean, this is exactly what we flew here to New York for. This is the dream investor. And they all sat with it for a minute and they all had promptings like, nope, we need to go into personal debt to start this company. Like we need to, you know, pull equity out of our homes, sell off our 401ks, like take every liquid asset we possibly can and dump it into this. So imagine what it took for Dave Sterling, whose brand is built on being debt-free, to turn to his partners and say, I want you to go into debt. I want you to go mortgage your home. I know it's paid off. Go mortgage it. Go get into debt. And then for him to do it himself, his home was paid off, but he was able to go and leverage that in order to start doTERRA. And guess what? The second doTERRA was able to be debt-free, it was. That $100 million campus that you see down in Pleasant Grove, guess how much debt they have on it? Zero. Not a dime. And guess how much inventory we have? 2 to 5 years, depending on the oil. And so you just look at the track record, right? Like how often have we stocked out of a product, right? Almost never. I mean, COVID, sure, we got a little low on guard for a while. But you talk about the owners and the track record, and it doesn't lie. There's power in the proof. So that's what I would share. I know all 70 owners personally, and I know their commitment. And that's why Natalie and I have divested all of our other business interests and everything else, because we have full trust in them and what they build. So those are my thoughts. I don't know, Tiff, if you have any thoughts.
I think you've covered it. I mean, they're a very financially sound, healthy company.
Yeah.
Right. When you look at what are your debts and what are your profit margins, they're a really healthy, thriving company.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the baton is in good hands too. Dave Sterling is off serving his mission with his sweet wife. And gosh, as I sat with Emily and Corey the other day, I was like, oh yeah, we are in the best of hands. So supply chain, Mary's asking, am I concerned with supply chain issues? The world blew up pretty big with COVID, and doTERRA managed it really, really well. I mean, as I think about what it took to build this house and just get a piece of furniture into my house, ridiculous. Like it was such a farce. And I look at other companies, like even a lot of the the vendors who sell books, you know, like they stocked out of a lot of the bottles and like diffusers, so many little things. doTERRA has a million times the complexity and they hardly had a hiccup. So I don't have any issues with supply chain, any concerns there.
Maybe doTERRA for president.
Right?
For.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Seriously. Okay, we've got Jenica on with us who had a question. If you want to come on with us, Jenica, we'd love to. How are you, friend?
There. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Don't you love it when you're speaking and you're muted?
My favorite.
So here's my thing. I'm like, I don't even really know what my question is, but I'm sitting here and I'm like, don't let another week go by without like, but I really want training and I love the perspective and insights that you guys offer. So not super clear on my question as much as like, I'm in this space where I'm like, I mean, I've been saying I'm ready for a while, right? Like I'm ready to break through and launch and be, and you know, cause I've wanted this since I started here, but per you and Natalie's suggestion, I've been listening to the Success Principles on Audible, which is fantastic. And I'm like in this space where I can feel some things shifting. And I guess I just maybe just want a little support around, I feel like I've been drinking through a fire hose with all of what he's been, what I've been learning there. And I'm like, oh, I can see how I have wanted, like, I want to be diamond. I can see how I've like wanted this, but kind of been stuck on the how. And listening to that book, I'm like, okay, release the how, get really clear on what I want and visualizing it and feeling what it's like to be in that place and get really clear on what I want and then chunking it down and then getting there. And anyway, so I'm not sure exactly what I'm saying, but I just know that the two of you are masters of this and would love just insights there.
Well, first I need to edify Tiff because she's the one who shared that book with us. I think you worked with Jack for a number of years, didn't you, Tiffany?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So Tiff is our resident expert for sure. So I'd love to hear what you have to share, first of all, on living the success principles. What advice do you have?
Yeah, so I love that work. Sometimes I call it the Success Bible, right? I mean, so if you haven't read or listened to the book, The Success Principles by Jack Canfield, add it to your stack for fourth quarter, right? If you might be in the middle of something, but I would put it in your up next listing. And so a lot of it, and I love good content like that, right? I love to read it. I love to listen and so forth. But I love already that if you are after change, which you already put, you're already aware of what you need in the comments, and that's action, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I love to nourish the vision, read, listen. I do some kind of nourishment of my brain every single day, right? That's become a daily habit, whether I'm doing my hair and I'm listening to a podcast or a book, an Audible, or part of, I have time to sit and read for a minute. I love to do that, but I think it's wise, right? To put it into your content or into your brain as you're nourishing the content. But then I'm a really big fan, love, of effort-based goals, right? So when we set goals, I love to have big vision, like behind me in my home office. Some of you have been here many times. You already know this. This is my vision board. I love a vision board, you know, for representation of what do I want to create, what I'm moving towards, big achievements to feeling states to beingness. And it's kind of all encompassing. But then I love to have effort-based goals. So you can have the big vision like, oh, I want to be diamond and I want to buy this kind of home and I want to travel to the Amalfi Coast and I want to, you know, do this remodel in my kitchen. And I have different images that represent some of these big dreams. I love for you to dream big. And Jack will teach you to do that too. There's several great chapters throughout his book, The Success Principles. And then it's looking though at, okay, I need effort-based goals. Like I would ask that you're very clear on how many people do you contact a week. You might do it daily or you might do it weekly. But how all of you grow your business is contacting people. Now that might sound like revolutionary here today. If it does, I just know we've been in a summer sleep and we're like, wait, that sounds really good. I've got to take action. I've got to contact people. Oh my gosh. You know, it's like, yeah, that's how we grow businesses, through connection. And there's different ways you can do that, right? You grow how you grow connection is through contacting people and or sharing of content that produces education or connection, right? That you're putting out there. And so effort-based goals is how many people are you going to contact, nourish, follow up with, reach out to, sample on a weekly basis. And you track that. Because see, you can't control the outcome. All of you can influence your rank. Directly, you influence your rank, but you can't control it because it involves other people buying from you and enrolling and saying yes or growing and nourishing their teams. You can influence your teams. You can influence your customers. You can influence your prospects. And that's what you have control over, is how do I show up, effort-based goals? How many people am I going to contact one-to-one, say every week? How many classes am I going to host or gatherings in a month? I might do a webinar once a week. I might do a webinar once a month. I might do an in-person gathering quarterly. I mean, that would be my absolute plan, is minimum I'm going to have a quarterly gathering, or at least, and maybe it doesn't actually work out exactly spread out that way, but I want to have, you know, like one of the things the Goddards are still doing 12 years in is they're hosting people to their home. They're doing gatherings. They're nourishing relationships. They're having people get started right at the base bottom every single month. They've not quit doing the same practices they were doing 12 and 13 years ago. And so I think that really matters, is that, yes, now maybe at times with your business as it grows, you're mentoring more people and you don't do as many of those things. But Andy and Natalie are still doing some of the very simple, what we call basic nourishment principles that they were doing out of the gate. And so it's asking yourself, again, effort-based goals. How many classes do I host a month, or gatherings, webinars? Maybe if I'm utilizing social media, how much content am I sharing a week? Mm-hmm. Or if I'm nourishing a group. But what matters, Lovey, is like, yes, read the books, have the big dreams, but then you need the effort-based goals that are action-oriented. Similar, like with my health goals for myself, it's like, okay, I eat or drink greens every day. It's clear, specific, measurable, it's effort-based. I move my body every day. Sometimes that's, you know, again, a walk. Sometimes that's more of a workout. But I have very specific things that are effort-based goals for my health, for my home, for my business. And that way I know if I'm doing the work, then I want to measure the effort. Because again, I can't control, like in my business as a coach, I can't control sales. I influence them, but I take regular actions and do various efforts that nourish my sales funnel, that nourish my prospects, that nourish my existing customers and clientele. And then it's like, okay, we're going to put offers out there or have conversations and things that will put yourself out there. Yeah, I love Bonnie's asking the question, what income producing activities am I doing today? I also call those RPAs, revenue producing activities, because it's valuable for sure, right? Part of your effort-based goals can be like, yeah, I did my morning ritual, or I read from a nourishing book every day, or I'm doing things to nourish my self-care. And I want to have, not either or, because sometimes we can do so much in the vision work where we're like, I'm visualizing, I'm creating, I'm reading, I'm listening, and I'm studying. But sometimes that's a form of procrastination. I know that hurts to hear, friends. And I know it's a little bit of, ooh, because it's a valuable thing to do. But sometimes we hide behind the books and the classes and the courses and the podcasts. And it's like, we're getting ready to get ready to get ready to get ready. And that's why I'm saying, if I was your private coach, you'd be accountable to me every single week of your action list, because action is what creates change and transformation. Podcasts and books and knowledge and being on like this session with Andy and I every week, we love that you're here. Come get filled up. But then you're true for us. It's like, go out and take action, make calls, reach outs, you know, and things like that. And we can hide behind the book. We can hide behind the personal development because sometimes we're waiting to feel uber confident. We're waiting for a feeling before we really go for it. And you might be waiting for a feeling, Jenica, or a permission slip to say, this really is, I'm going to go for it. Even if it makes my heart race, you know, even if it makes me outside my comfort zone, I'm going to make those calls or send those texts or host those gatherings.
I'm really good at activator is one of mine. So like I have the personality where I jump into it before I'm really all the way prepared. Because I'm like, I'm feeling inspired and I want to do this. And I typically tend to jump into action. And what for me, and I know everyone's different, for me, I think I wasn't realizing some of the blocks maybe that I was having. So even though I feel like I've been committed and spending a lot of time working, like invitations, joining calls, like doing classes, it's interesting. I'm like, I've been jumping into action, but I feel like I haven't been really fully aware of what some of my blocks are. So I've been loving this book also about like that was my biggest kind of, I don't know. There's been so many big aha moments since I've been in this book here. Right. But one of them has been like, you don't need to know the how. And I think I've been doing all these actions, but still stuck a little bit on like, yeah, but how is this going to work? And, you know, single mama, 5 kids, juggling this, juggling that. And one of the things he talks about is like releasing the brakes. Like if you're trying to drive down the road, but your emergency brake is on, you could expend a lot of effort, but you're not going that, it's not very efficient. Right. And like, so, you know, more gas isn't as effective as like releasing that brake. And what are those blocks that are kind of making me go slow? And I feel like I've been realizing some of the mental blocks and that it giving myself permission to be like, it's okay that I don't have it, that I don't have the how figured out. I love the effort-based goals because that's the other thing. I'm like, okay, get really clear on what I want instead of like, I want to be diamond. Great. Super vague, yeah. Right? Like I want to be in contact with this many people this week. Like I've been trying to be like, oh, got it. I've got to be more clear on my vision because I've wanted it and I will jump into action. But I haven't really, I just don't think I've been effective in my jumping into action because I've sort of had the emergency brake on some of my blocks. And I'm giving myself permission to just not have the outcome figured out of like, how it's going to be there, but I know the activities that are that produce movement, right? And so, yeah, anyway, I'm all over the place, but I do think that I love the effort-based goals being really clear on what I can control, which is my time, how I utilize it, how I'm connecting with people who I'm connecting with. I've just been trying to be more intentional also with like, you know, intention without attachment. Like I have a really clear intention and I'm not going to like, I mean, I say this, it's so much easier to say, but like, oh, I don't want to ride that roller coaster. I'm so excited to talk to this person and now it's not going anywhere. And now I'm down. It's like, you know what? It's just planting seeds. I went to bed the other night with your voice in my head, Tiff. I was like, you cannot prevent the harvest. As long as you keep planting the seeds, it's going to come.
Yeah. And I love when we have a sleepover, you know, yeah. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. I love, yes. Well, no. Thank you for,
no.
For
you're in the
go on that. That was like just running through my mind. So
yeah, you're in the right space, love, and you're doing the right things and you're thinking about it. And it's then again, though, I really am such a fast, strong believer of effort-based goals and that you, if you put those on charts or paper, you post in your space, you even, you know, you laminate them and every week you start over with the same objectives, those revenue producing activities of X amount of contacts and follow-ups and education and classes, and yes, doing your mindset work too, right, is part of that, that you're like, cool, I know I'm investing in the vessel, but I think you're doing a lot right. And it's just a matter of giving that time to, it's like, some of you have heard me share, I love this quote, but it's a Zen proverb that says, before enlightenment, chopping wood, carrying water. After enlightenment, chopping wood, carrying water. And that might not sound really sexy, right? It's like, oh, but I think why I love that quote, and often if I get asked, what's one of your favorite quotes? And I have lots, but I often share that when we're talking about creating a success. And it's like, there's a lot of chopping wood and carrying water before the sale, before the enrollment, before the rank advancement, and then after the rank advancement. So again, similar to what the Goddards are doing today, a lot of the same behaviors they were doing 13 years ago. So even though they're now, you know, double blue presidential diamond and have created massive influence and success and all of that fun journey, they're still doing those core essentials to nourish them and grow a business. And so the more that we're like, cool, what are my effort-based goals or my essentials that get nourished, you know, in relationships, in reaching out, in exposing people to, you know, these products and opportunity, we go, cool, I'm going to measure that. I'm going to chop a lot of wood and carry a lot of water. And I'm going to do that repetitively. And I know it's not the sexy quote, but it's the, why I like it so much is it's grounded in reality of, and to me, it does feels quite empowering of, you guys can create the change you want in your lives. Every single one of you can. You can influence the change in your life. You can influence your sales. You can influence your home, your relationships. You are powerful creators. You just need to come back to, how am I going to show up? And what are my actions and activities, my efforts that I'm going to put forth in my marriage, in my home, in my business, in my body? And you can directly influence where you're going, right? And that's just taking that kind of ownership. So I'm so glad you asked this. Andy, what would you add to this? And do you want to speak to it all? Like, I know I've highlighted that twice, but really behind the scenes, it's like, you guys are still doing a lot of the same core essentials you did years back, meaning the same vibe. Yeah. We're nourishing people.
Totally.
And we're hosting and we're gathering them and we're educating them.
Yeah, totally. I huge amen to everything that you've shared, like so, so good. Effort-based goals has really been the key. And so as I think about your, one of the first things you said, Jenica, you said, you know, I don't really know what my question is. I just want training. I want to have a breakthrough. And I kind of got fixated on that comment. And I thought about how many years I've thought of myself as a breakthrough coach, you know, whatever that means. And it kind of just hit me just now that that's like the worst thing I could be, because it takes the attention off the actual goal. Like if your intention coming on this call or starting out this day is to have a breakthrough, like, what's the point? Like, breakthrough for what? Like, are we having breakthroughs just for the sake of breakthroughs? You know, if, as I think about that fantastically awesome video that Tiff did so many years ago.
Aww. You guys hired this guy.
Yeah. So if you were to ask this farmer, you know, he's brought in his crop, he's got the big old wheelbarrow full of his harvest. If you were to ask him, okay, Mr. Farmer, what was the one day that made all the difference? You know, what was the best, you know, the best day that really changed everything? What would he say?
There's not one, right? It's all drop by drop, everything happened.
Yeah. It was one weed at a time. It was one watering at a time. It was, you know, one plant, one seed at a time. Like it just kind of struck me that hopefully the framework of this call doesn't put too much focus on the breakthrough, because that's not the actual goal. the, do you know what I mean? Like,
totally. And it's so funny that you said that, because even as I said it out loud, I was like, oh, this is a great way of starting. Like, I don't know what my question is. And my I'm helping my daughter right now. And I know we're out of time. I'll just be super. Right now, my daughter's trying to decide between two different schools. And so she's like, I'm like, take it to the Lord, pray about it. So we prayed last night and she's like, help me to know which one is good. And then I was like, but good for what? Like, what are you specifically wanting to get out of it? And I literally had this conversation with her. And then I'm thinking today, I want training. I want a breakthrough, but like, I know what I want. I want to run with partners. I know that that's what I want. Right. I've got tons of awesome customers and I think I can teach a pretty mean class. Like, I think I'm pretty good at the teaching part, but I want partners. But sometimes that's the issue with me. I find, just like my daughter, I find that I'm like, I want an outcome, but I need to get even clearer. Just like, help me to know what school is good, you know, isn't necessarily that clear. And so sometimes even in asking for, like, today, hey, I want to come on because I have a whole bunch of thoughts going through my head, but I'm not really sure what I want to ask you. I feel like that I do suffer a little bit from maybe not being clear enough on what is it, what is this very next step that I need?
Uh-huh. And I worry too that Natalie, you know, when she, like she really is inspiring the way she teaches about living from intuition and asking every day, what's the one thing I should do today? You know, I worry that sometimes it gets people hyper-focused on just doing the one right thing. Like, what if I'm doing the wrong thing? Like, how can I know that it's the right thing? Like, I wonder if we set out every day and said, my goal today is to pull one weed. My goal today is to water one plant. You know what I mean? Like, just like that farmer, it's, we have such a luxury of taking time to think about our thoughts and think about our emotions. Maybe a lot of that time would be better spent just pulling a couple of weeds or watering, you know, planting a couple more seeds. Like, it's, I don't know. I'm just kind of having this aha right now that breakthrough is kind of like a booby prize. You know what I mean? Like, you think you got something, but did you? And so, same thing with the whole inspiring thing, you know, like doing the right thing and doing inspired action. Obviously, I'm hoping that all of us are channels and vessels of inspiration. And you talk to this farmer and you ask him, was every day living by inspiration? Probably not. Probably a lot of pulling weeds that wasn't like, oh, you know, it didn't feel that inspiring that day, you know, getting out there in the rain or fixing the broken down lawnmower. Like, there's a lot of dirty work involved in the harvest. And so anyways, I just kind of feel like maybe the pendulum swings too far in, you know, I'm looking for a mental state. I'm looking for an emotional state. I'm looking for a certain feeling before I take action. I'm looking for a confirmation that it is inspiration. Well, think of the garden, think of the harvest. Like, I just love that video so, so, so much. So anyways, those are my two cents.
I love it. Thanks, you guys. Mm-hmm. You always bring it into focus. I love that. I appreciate it.
Well, and Jenica, you are already part of the top 1% in all network marketing in the world. So your rank puts you there. So, you know, acting like you don't know how to do the business is a little bit of a stretch there too.
Well, okay, that's a good point. I appreciate your insights. I'm going to let everyone go because I realize I'm keeping people on a call that should have ended. However, I'm going to reach out to you because I do have one other question for you, Andy. So
okay.
Go.
Well, I think I'm off my soapbox now. So
thank you, Tiffany.
We can let everyone go.
I think that sometimes, you know, again, what I love about, and thank you for asking that question, is just bringing us home to simplicity. It really is that simple. I'm not saying that you won't have the inner resistance and the nerves at times or the distractions or stuff up, because that's life and living for all of us, but really coming back to the basics and the essentials, right? And that if we regularly apply the principles, I love one of the things Jack Canfield would regularly say in our time together, the principles always work if you apply the principles, right? And so willingness to take action and those effort-based goals and showing up, and to Andy's, you know, pulling those weeds, planning those things, it's like we're doing the do. And it really is, it's, you're in the people business. So some form of nourishing and connecting with people, that is your business. It's the heartbeat of your business. It's how you create the thrive. And sometimes we're looking for this big thing that's like, oh, I'm going to finally solve all my fears or all my resistance. And it's like, no, we can develop tools to work with them. Mm-hmm. But the reality, it's like, ultimately what we're all creating is based on the actions that we're taking or not taking. So just the truth of coming home to that simplicity. It's been so good to be back here with you guys. Welcome to brand new month.
Can I just share one last thing? Sorry, if y'all need to go, feel free. I'm just like, I'm on a roll here. So
roll it,
Andy. We brought in a builder once who, when he would play tennis, he would always go for like the big grand slam, you know, like he would just like go crazy and try to slam it on the other person's side. And that's exactly how he did doTERRA too. Like, he was always looking for the business partner who was bigger than life or what he wasn't interested. Like, he would literally walk away. And it wasn't until we enrolled him and we worked with him for like 3 years that it hit me that that's not what doTERRA is about. doTERRA is about seedlings. It's about finding all the customers, the baby mama sharers. Like, the backbone of this business is the little sharers. You know what I mean? Like the little mom who just enrolls three people her whole doTERRA career. Like, that is the mainstay of our business. And so anyone who's looking for, like, maybe you've got on your vision board, you know, find a new builder, find a big builder. Well, maybe it's like growing a garden. Maybe it's about planting the next seed and nourishing that next little seed. And it starts out really, really small, and it takes a long time to even come out of the ground or to be noticeable and bear fruits. But guess what? Like, that's the heart and soul of doTERRA. And so, anyways, that was my little soapbox. I'm done now. It's 9:46.
We love it. I mean, hey, we're just going, it's the fifth Wednesday of the month, I think. Yep. So it's
that's
like
right.
Five this month. So we're just extra, little extra content, little extra thought process, but it's so true. Is we often think, like, again, and I love, again, the big dreams. We think big, dream big. But then you think on a daily basis, daily and weekly basis, is chop the wood and carry the water.
Mm-hmm.
Chop the wood, carry the water, weed the garden, plant the seed, you know, do the things that you're like, I'm in my effort and I'm making the effort, not perfectly, but pretty consistently. And if you adopt that, it's simply timing before it comes to fruition.
Amen.
So, yeah. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. Welcome to September. We're so excited to see you at convention and the essential emotions training, and look forward to it. We will be back here next Wednesday. We have one Wednesday in between now and convention. So we will see you guys next Wednesday as well.
Have a great week. See you.